Blog Talk Radio.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
Amen, amen. As we continue to lift up the name of the Lord, add the praise that he so rightfully deserves, it is a true. Well, hello, hello.
Hello.
It's July 26th. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of hope. I am Lee Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee of Said Memorial Experience. The Lord is with us. Amen. This is the end of our conference year. Amen. The Lord be magnified and the Lord be praised, because I know come next week, amen, we're going to continue on with what God is doing. Amen. And God is blessing us and God is keeping us. Amen. Keep service going. Amen. Brother Tony, please bless us with a song, sir.
Good morning. God bless everyone this morning.
Wow.
The affirmation of faith.
We should have
let us unite in the historical confession of the Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sat at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he should come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, the Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life and everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We should not have a call from Minister Lisa Green, followed by scripture by Minister Rosalind Thomas.
Good morning, Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit. Father God, we come before your throne just asking you and thanking you, Father God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for waking us with the sun this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, and we lay our head down last night, Father God, that you saw fit to raise us this morning. Father God, we just thank you right now that you are here and you are covering each and every one of your children. We thank you, Father God, that you're covering each and every one of your children that are in Africa, Antarctica, Australia, Asia, Europe, North America, and South America. Father God, we thank you right now that you love us, Father God, that you say right now, Father God, your name is powerful, and that we believe and have faith that it is powerful, Father God. We believe that we receive and we act like it, Father God. We thank you for the healing, Father God. We thank you for being the head and not the tail. We thank you that you arose with each of us this morning when we awakened, Father God. We thank that you worked deeply within our souls last night as we slept, Father God, that you carried us to this place of fellowship right now. We thank you right now, Father God, that your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God, he sealed us with the seal of your righteousness, Father God, for all and healed all of our illnesses, Father God. He healed us, Father God, all those years ago, Father God. We thank you right now that whatever it is that we say in your name, Father God, that it is done. We thank you right now, Father God, that when we rose this morning, Father God, we believe with everything within us, Father God, that Jesus is Lord and that his life is everlasting, Father God. We thank you right now for each and every ear that is listening right now to your words, Father God, that they're letting them resonate within their spirits, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that you're the head, Father God, that we're the head and not the tail, as always, Father God. We thank you right now for leadership, Father God. We thank you right now for faithfulness, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that all mountains will be climbed, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that there is no weapon formed against any of us that will prosper. We thank you right now, Father God, that anyone right now, Father God, that is grieving, Father God, that they are us awakened with your joy, Father God, that right now that their loved ones are sitting with you, Father God, no more pain, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God, that blessed assurance is dearly ours right now in the precious name of Jesus and by his blood. We thank you for love everlasting. We thank you that we share our love with one another because you first loved us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Good morning, saints. I will be reading from the King James Version. The scripture is Psalms chapter 27, verse 1 through 8. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall not set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy upon me. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek you my face, my heart said unto you, your face, Lord, will I seek. The word of God for the people of God. Bless the word this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Rosalind Thomas, for that. Thank you for service to our Sister Patty Tan, Miss God is so
sorry, Pastor.
We celebrated our pastoral anniversary, man. And we had a wonderful time. Man, God is just so good to us. Amen. I was just so overjoyed at what God has done for us. Amen. I know right now we're having technical difficulties. Amen. But I pray that you guys can hear me. Amen. But we were so overjoyed and grateful to the things that and the blessings that You Fuse Memorial has given unto myself and my family. Amen. And I just want to say for all of your work, all of your wonderful work, your hard work, everything that you have done to make this year a success, I thank you. Amen. And look forward to next year for being a wonderful year. We're going to serve God. We're going to praise God. And we're going to fill our church up. Amen. That being said, we will continue on with our service. Sister Annette, will you bless us with a song?
Yes, good morning. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, 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 not one. None is telling you all our souls, diseases. No, not one. No, 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 not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. There's not a friend like the lowly, lowly Jesus. No, 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 not one. No, not one. No one else can heal all our souls' diseases. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. Jesus knows everyone our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, 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 not one.
Amen. I pray that everybody can hear me. I pray that you guys can hear me. Some issues with the connection, amen. But, amen. The Lord be magnified in you. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal Father, we thank you. Father God, I ask that you would me, Father. Thank you.
May you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Scripture, come out of Psalm 27, beginning with verse 1, and it reads, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength, is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came up against me, my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall never fear. Though war rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, and behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. And for in a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, and in his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me upon a rock, and now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will praise to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I come to my voice, and lay off my face. My heart said to you, your face, Lord, will I seek. May I begin to speak of it. For a subject, why are you so strong? Before I start, I wanted to make sure that I am able. Does everybody hear me? May I get a mic check, please? Can anyone hear me?
You're going in and out, but I can hear you. Going in and out.
this better?
Yes. Uh-oh.
Okay. All right, here we go. Amen. For my subject today, why are you so strong? As I have had many conversations this week, none of them impact me more than a conversation I have with a man of faith. This particular man shall rename Ness, however he found himself going through the storms of life. And this season is very tough for him. But he assured me that even though he is experiencing a life-altering situation, his faith and strength in the Lord will never change. His life is meant to serve God openly, and though his life was impacted, his faith made him whole. As I looked at this man, I am reminded that he is dealing with a storm within a storm. The same storm reminded me of David's storm. As David prepared Psalm 27, it illuminated, and as I read it, it illuminated a light within me. This same light granted me the opportunity to look beyond the writings of David's hand and to listen to the words coming from his spirit. David exhorts the reader to know that life is not always a bowl of peaches and cream. In fact, most of God's people find that their earthly lives have many twists and turns. And even though David was the king and the most popular man of his time, he still had to deal with his issues, his trust issues, his own self-denial, his own insecurity. He had to deal with all these different things, and nobody knew the inner dwelling problems that David had. Yes, he was a man after God's own heart and yes, he brought the northern and southern kingdoms together, and through it all, he did a great work before the name of the Lord. But David still had inner turmoil. He still had issues. He had situations that came upon him. His insecurities. This is a teach moment for all of God's people. God does not care about what you do in the public, but he ponders the thoughts and the actions of mankind when no one else is around them, seemingly when you're behind closed doors. Y'all didn't hear that, did you? Let me say that again. God does not care about what you do out in public in front of man, but he ponders the thoughts and the actions of mankind when no one else is around you. Amen. The thoughts that you have, the thoughts that you think to yourself, all of these different things is what God really says. Are you really a child of mine? Another teaching moment is the more that God anoints your life, the more that the enemy will try to twist your mind and your spirit to serve him, because your faith must keep you grounded in the midst of a storm. Well, 2 Corinthians 5:7 states that we walk not by faith, but we walk by faith and not by sight. And even though you see the issues, even though you see the problems, even though you have the worries, even though the doctors have come in and tried to tell you that your life is in jeopardy, I'm here to let you know you need to quote Psalm 27:1 that says that the Lord is my light and my salvation, and whom shall I fear? The Lord is my stronghold, of whom shall I be afraid? I promise you, I guarantee you that if you are in the midst of a dark time, look to the light that the Lord provides to you. Sometimes it's either your faith will either brighten the light or your lack of faith will dim the light. It is your faith that strengthens your stronghold or makes it accessible to the wolves, depending on your faith. David knew that I have some that by my side. What do these people say? What do people say in my back of time? David knew that if I'm not going to come up against him, the Lord is take your power from you. If he can take your praise from you, if he can take your grace from you, if he can take your mercy from you, if he can take your happiness, if he can take your faith from you, then what good are you to the kingdom of God? You see, David found himself in the middle of a storm on many occasions, but he knew that God would hide him in the middle of his enemies.
in the midst of his enemies. God will show him everlasting salvation. But the same gifts of love that God gave and showed David, Jesus offers us through his most precious blood. Galatians 2:20, my favorite scripture, reminds us that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And now that the life that I live in his flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. And even though Jesus is a descendant of David, he acquired the jealousy, the envy, the problems, the issues, but through it all, he kept his head up high. He met standing, not scared or trembling, and it was his faith that took him to that old rugged cross. It was his faith that allowed him to rise when the world thought that he was dead. He arose with all power in his hands. You know why I am so strong? Because in me, I bear the marks of Jesus Christ. I bear the marks of King David. Why? Because when I was just a lump of clay to this world, dead to this world, and the Lord blew his breath into me, his breath of life, and I became, because of that gift, I am strong, I am mighty, and the enemy cannot have what God has given to me. Can you imagine going through a storm? But what do you do when you go through a storm within a storm? What do you do when the world continues to throw things upon you and upon you? Well, I'm here to let you know this is what you do. You praise God in the midst of the storm. You praise God in the middle of the tragedy. You praise God in the midst of what the praise God. Even when they say that you all hope is gone, you know that your hope is in Jesus. What do you do? What you do is what we've always had to do. You hold on tight. You do not let go. And you do not give up. You give God the praise for the hydration from the water. You give God praise. For Ephesians 6:16 states, and all take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. But what say you, church? What say you? Are you ready to walk instead of just talking the talk? Are you ready to hold up the blood-stained banner? Are you ready to bring in new souls in this conference here? Are you ready to stand with me? God has anointed me. God has anointed you. God is on our side. This is why we hold on to his unchanging hand. This is why we don't have to worry about what the world says to us or what the world does or what they think about us, because we are peculiar people. We are the ones that were made and created in faith, and thus that faith will keep us no matter what the world tries to do to us. The world itself wants to destroy us, but I'm here to let you know that even if you know that the enemies are upon you, you should have an ounce of joy within you, because your joy will keep you when your enemies try to kill you. Your joy will be the thing that protects you. I'm here to let you know, just as David had to go through it, David went through many things in his life, and people just assumed that he had everything going for him, but they did not know that many times that David had to go into his room, into his castle, and cry all night because he knew that he had did some wrong things before God. David had to sit there and ask God not to destroy his people because he knew that he had sinned. David was a womanizer. He looked at, he chased it after all type of women. He did all type of crazy things, but still in all, he was still a man before God. But nobody knows what David dealt with on the inside, but they only saw what was on the outside. But I'm here to let you know that God knows what's on the inside. And I keep, and if you desire to be strong, if you desire for things to change in your life, if you desire to have that strong spirit that God wants for you, then you have to let go of the things that's trying to hold you down and to hold on to the things that will strengthen you. If you want to be strong in this life, if you want to be strong in this ministry, then it's time to let go of the past. It's time to let go of all the things that hold you down and to focus on the life preserver, because Jesus is the only one that can preserve your life, that can preserve your soul, and that will clean you up. So he's asking, where are my people who are called by my name? Where are my people that I have saved, that I have redeemed? Where are my people? Because it's time now that you stand up and that you be the men and women that God has called you to be. You see, David had to learn it. Jesus already knew it. But what about you? What about you? What is God saying to you? Are you strong enough to deal with what God is throwing at you? Because when he allowed the enemies to come at you, it's only to make you stronger. Are you strong enough? Why are you strong? Let me tell you why I'm strong. I'm strong because God made me that way. From the time that I came into this world, the enemy had a target on my head. The enemy has tried to kill me. The enemy has tried to make me feel like I was depressed at times. The enemy has tried to steal God's richness from me. But I'm here to let you know that I take it all back, and I push the devil back down to the pit of hell where he belongs. Because my Jesus did it all for me. And he gave it all for me. And all I have to do is to hold on to his unchanging hand. Don't start the next conference year how you started last year. Pick up your faith. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. And see, won't he make things right in your life? See, won't he fix the issues and the situations? He will hide you. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness as to what he can do. The reason why I'm strong is because of the grace and mercy that surrounds me every day. Thank God for my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, for his grace and for his mercy. For when I know that I ought to be in hell for the things, for my actions, his grace and his mercy is renewed in my life every single day. And I know I'm not the only one. What say you, church? And I'm not just talking to the Fuse Memorial. I'm talking to everybody that calls on Jesus, everybody that's listening that calls on Jesus as your Lord and Savior. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to stay weak and feeble, or are you going to claim your strength? Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. May God bless you. May God keep you. As I open up the door of the church, that door being Jesus, someone here who has found themselves being pushed, being used. You found that the enemy has been trying to overtake you, and you had nowhere to turn. I offer you Jesus right now. Is there one? I offer you Jesus, the one that can strengthen you to weather the storm, the one that can strengthen you to continue to push forward, the one that can show you and teach you how to deal with the ways of this world. Is there one? Is there one? And if that's you, please pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would forgive me of my sins. I ask, Father God, that you would come into my heart, be the Lord of my life. Help me, Father God, to see the error of my ways. Strengthen me in all goodness. Help me, Father God, to live a new life following your commandments. You as my Lord and my Savior and my Redeemer. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. If that was you, and you sincerely meant that within your heart, then salvation truly belongs to you. Know that if you died this very moment, that you would go unto heaven. Good news. That's the good news that I like to hear. Somebody ought to give God some praise for the good news. Amen. Again, we are at the end of our conference year. And I know that we had some technical difficulties this morning, amen, but God be praised anyhow. But I urge you to look upon next year, next conference year, as a blessing. And whatever God does in his in his ultimate and has planned for us in his ultimate will, just know that God is going to be glorified and magnified. And all we have to do is be, all we have to do is stay out of his way. Let God have his way. Let God do what he does best. And that's reign. Amen. With that being said, Minister Train, will you please bless us with the doxology?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen. Before we close with our benediction, I always want to, I just want to again give thanks on behalf of Fuse Memorial. I want to thank Brother Haikem and Sister Michelle for this time. Amen. We have been on this broadcast now since March. Amen. And I just thank God for you. May God continue to bless you and keep you in all of your future endeavors. Amen. And I just pray God will continue to show you grace and mercy for Brother Hutton.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Excuse me, Minister Kyle. Will you please close us out with the benediction, sir?
Yes, sir. From Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 through 21. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we can ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And on behalf of Reverend Patricia Johnson, Minister Rosalind Thomas, Minister Tremaine Townsend, Minister Lisa Green, and Minister Kyle Garrett, Exhorter Annette McKinney, and Brother Tony Spencer, this has been the Jubilee Affair and a Few Memorial Worship Experience. Have a blessed day, and may God continue to bless you and keep you. We are signing off.
Amen.
Lift those hands all over the building. I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I am everything that God says I am. This is how it goes.
I've been watching.